My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you may have heard or seen stories of some truly beautiful people in your life. Maybe you have been seen or heard about some of the world's most stunning places. But today, you are about to hear something unique, something extraordinary, and something truly heartwarming. I hope that as you continue listening, the withered birds in your heart will begin to bloom. As you keep listening, many eyes will begin to well up. And as you keep listening, inshallah, the longing to behold him will grow stronger and stronger. So who are we talking about today? Whose remembrance is about to take place? It is the remembrance of the one so beautiful, so radiant in beauty and charm that no one like him has ever been created by the Lord. Yes, today we are going to speak about the blessed personality who is so lovely, so beloved, so beautiful that Allah Almighty created no one like him. He is the embodiment of beauty and elegance. He is Shamsul Huda. He is Badrud Duja. He is that master whom, if someone sees even once, they become lost for a lifetime in his magnificent beauty and radiance. Today we are going to speak about the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whose words are we going to hear this through today? Who saw him and became love struck just by looking? The beauty of my beloved Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is such that when Sayyiduna Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala saw him, he spontaneously exclaimed, "Wa ahsanu minka lam tarakattu aini. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa. Khulikta mubarra'an min kulli aibin. Ka annaka kad khulikta kama tasha." The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is such that when Maulana Jami alayhi rahma becomes lost in his beauty and elegance and begins to write, what does he write? Har kas ke labe lale to radida badil guft, hakka ke che khushkanda aqiqe yamanira. He is that master that when the Imam of love and devotion, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, becomes immersed in the vision of his radiant face, what does he write? Khama-e kudrat ka husne dastkari wahwa, kya hi tasveer apne pyare ki sawari wahwa. Elsewhere he writes, kaf gesu ha dahan ya abru aankhe ayn saad, kaf ha ya ayn saad inka hai chehra noor ka. When Maulana Hasan Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman becomes lost in the luminous presence of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he beautifully writes, aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya, yusuf ko tera talibe didar banaya, kaunain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir, kaunain ki khatir tumhe sarkar banaya. When Mufti Azam Hind Mustafa Raza Khan Sahab Nuri Rahmatullahi Talale picks up his pen, what does he write? Khuda ki saltanat ka do jahan mein kaun doola hai? Tum hi tum ho, yahan tum ho, wahan tum ho. And my spiritual guide, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Daabat Barakatumul Aliyah, when he lifts his pen and focuses on the vision of the Prophet's radiance, what does he write? Tera khulq sabse bala, tera husn sabse ala, fida tujh pe sab zamana, madani madine wale. My dear Islamic brothers, today we are going to speak about that blessed personality whom the entire world is drawn to like moths to a flame. That is why Mufti Azam Hind Mustafa Raza Khan Sahab Rahmatullahi Talale writes, tu shamme risalat hai, alam tera parwana, tu mahe nubuwat hai, ae jalwae janana. Let us hear about this radiant beloved. And from whose words? From that noble lady who saw him just once and then described him in words that to this day are written and read in books of seerah as though in golden letters. If today you truly wish to know how that prophet, the very one whose kalima I recite and you recite, looked how he appeared and what his beauty was like, the embodiment of beauty and elegance, the matchless messenger, the beloved son of Bibi Amina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what did his radiant face look like? Let us hear it from Sayyiduna Umme Mabad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It was the journey of migration. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was traveling with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Along the way, they reached a place called the Valley of Qudad. There was an elderly woman who lived in tents there. She would sell food and drink to passing travelers. The Holy Prophet ﷺ also arrived at her tent and offered some money to purchase something to eat and drink. But she had nothing available. She apologized. The Holy Prophet ﷺ noticed a weak goat. Umme Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala, fully aware that the goat had no milk to offer, still gave her permission. The Holy Prophet ﷺ placed his blessed hands on the goat's udders. And whose hands were those? The udders filled with milk. Yes, subhanallah. So much milk came out that everyone drank to their fill. And even the containers were filled to the brim. Subhanallah. Umme Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala was amazed at his miracle. My Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed her home with his presence for a short while, granted her the honor of his sight, and then continued on his journey. But it was as though he had made that household his devotees. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, at that moment, they had not yet embraced faith. When Abu Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the husband of Umme Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, returned home and saw the containers of milk are full of milk, he asked, "Who came here? What happened?" She replied, "A blessed one came." She had not even asked his name. She said it was a blessed personality, a noble figure. He asked, "What did he look like? Please describe him. What was he like?" My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, listen closely. How did our Prophet look? How did Umme Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala describe the radiant face of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in such a loving and poetic manner? My dear Islamic brothers, let's listen to those words and let your heart drift into the vision of the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, "Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada'a." I saw a man whose beauty was radiant and visible. "Ablajal wajhi hasan al-khuluq." His face was luminous and his character was magnificent. "Lam ta'ibhu thajla." There was no flaw of excessive weight in his build. "Walam tuzri bihi sa'la." Nor did he appear frail or underweight. "Wasimun qasimun." He was handsome and perfectly proportioned. "Fi aynayhi da'jun." His eyes were large and dark. "Wafi ashfarihi watafun." His eyelashes were long. "Wafi sawtihi sahlun." His voice had a resonant echo. "Wafi unukihi sata'un." His neck was radiant and graceful. "Wafi lihyatihi kathatha." And his blessed beard was full and thick. "Azajju akran." His eyebrows were thin and arched and they appeared joined. "In samatafa alayhi al-waqar." When he was silent, he appeared full of dignity. "Wa in takallama samaa alahu al-baha." And when he spoke, his face lit up with beauty and brilliance. "Ajmalun nasi wa abhaahum min ba'eed." From a distance, he was the most beautiful and awe-inspiring among all people. "Wa ahsanuhum wa ahlaahum min kareeb." And up close, he was even more beautiful and more charming. "Hulwul mantik." His speech was sweet and pleasant. "Fadlun la nadrun wa la hadrun." He spoke words that were clear and full of meaning and free from wasteful speech. "Ka'anna mantikahu kharazatu nadhmin yatahaddarna." His speech flowed like pearls strung together. Subhanallah. "Idha qala istama'u liqawlihi." When he spoke, those around him listen attentively, honoring every words. "Wa'idha amara tabadaru ila amrihi." And when he gave a command, they rushed to obey with full devotion and loyalty. "Mahfudun mahshudun." He was honored by all, surrounded by loving companions and devoted followers. "La abisun wala mufannadun." He was never grim or harsh, and none dared to oppose his commands. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when the desert is lit by moonlight on a clear night, the brilliance of the moon is a sight to be beheld. It is as if the entire atmosphere become veiled in silver. When the moon appears in the desert, it is beautiful, radiant, and glowing. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala once said, this is the summary of a hadith that one night there was a full moon and I saw the moon of the 14th night. Subhanallah. Then I looked at the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, I looked at the moon of the 14th night and thought to myself, let me see who is more beautiful, the moon or my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I looked at the full moon and once towards my Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as if I was comparing, doing a side-by-side comparison between these glowing full moon shining over the desert and the moon of Arabia, the blessed of Bibi Amina sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala spontaneously exclaimed, by Allah, my beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, more beautiful and more perfect than even the moon of the 14th night. Subhanallah. Which hadith should even begin with? How many different ways can we describe that radiant face? Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala said, this is also the summary of a hadith. One time during that last part of the night, I was seeing something and the needle fell from my hand. I searched for it but could not find it. When my Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came, the entire house lit up as if it turned into a glowing lantern of light. And in the radiance coming from the blessed face of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I was able to find my lost needle. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we have listened to the virtuous mention of the beloved Master alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we heard about his noble appearance. We heard about his beauty and elegance. Then why should we love anyone else? Then why should our affection be for anyone else? Brother, if love must be done, if one must fall madly in love with someone, if someone is to be made an ideal, then make only the noble personality of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Make him the center of your hopes. Tremble in his remembrance. Keep his mention flowing on your tongue and keep in your heart the longing to behold the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep this desire ke ae kaash kabhi aisa bhi ho khwab mein mere. Act upon his sunnah, act upon his sayings and do not do deeds that are disobedient to him. Alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawat Islam is that religious environment which serves us with the cups full of love of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Come and join this environment. Travel with kafilas, act upon the pious deeds and keep watching Madani Channel. We will return again with such programs. May Allah Almighty grant me and you true love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May he grant us the fortune of being lost in his lights. May this desire will be fulfilled for all of us. Najm ki ae khuda, aarzu hai yahi. Aashiq e zaar ki, aabru hai yahi. Maut ke waqt sar, unke kadmon mein ho. Deed hoti rahe, dam nikalta rahe. Deed hoti rahe, dam nikalta rahe. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.